the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, excited to be talking to you today. We are talking today about increasing your net worth by almost three times since 2019 and retiring in 2.5 years. We are working on your financial freedom. I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And I'm with one of my teammates, actually one of my favorite teammates, Nicole Liljestrand, and we're going to hear her story today. And so, Nicole, glad you're with me today. I want you to introduce yourself to our audience. Just tell us who you are, your background, apart from real estate, where you're from, what life is for you.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, David. Well, I spent about 15 years in retail management, managing distressed stores and turning them around into profitable operations. So, that was kind of my specialty. Moved around between a few different states to do that. And kind of on that journey, I discovered real estate investing. And in a nutshell, I guess that's my background. So,
and so tell us, just so everybody knows, I know this from some personal experience, but tell everybody that's listening, what is the life of a retail employee, manager? What I mean by that is the burden part, the time.
Right. No, I gotcha. especially in management, you know, nothing is sacred. You're pretty much committed to the needs of the store. So, you know, when holidays come up, you know, you're there. You're on deck, ready to go. On call all the time, you know, even sometimes when you're supposed to be on vacation, the phone might be ringing and it might be your superior. It might be, you know, somebody that's on your team, you know, but they're calling and they're needing something. And, you know, that phrase, nothing is sacred, pretty much sums it up in my experience. So,
yeah, I mean, folks, you're listening, you think about this. When are the times that you go shopping? I mean, Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, everybody else wants, normal people want to be at home with their families. Crazy people go out on Black Friday, and that's when people like Nicole are working, because you got to be there when the people are shopping, and when Christmas and New Year's, all those times when people are wanting to be out shopping. And it's interesting, too, because you said something I think is pretty significant in the fact that, as you're listening, folks, Nicole is going to be starting December 1st, one of our single family mentors, which means she is one of the experts. You join Lifestyles Unlimited and you join the program where you have a personal mentor. She's one of those mentors. She's an expert in single family investing. You have a question, you call her, you email her. And it's interesting because, Nicole, you actually went into stores that were distressed and turned them around. Do I have that right?
Yep, that's exactly right.
And I expected you to kind of expand on that a little bit more, if you could, please.
Well, yeah. You know, I think, you know, I didn't really have any strings attached. So I think that, you know, when those opportunities came up in remote locations, they knew they could send me, that I would be willing to go. You know, so it was easy for me to pick up and move to the next spot and put in the time and the dedication that was required for turning around those stores. So, you know, so that's kind of the role that I just ended up in, just, you know, at one of the companies that I worked for and that I was at for about 10 years. So.
Yeah. And I love that because we have a lot of folks that come to Lifestyles and they are distressed assets. They're working, working with retirement somewhere in the distant future. They have no idea when. They won't have time with their husband or their wife or their kids, and they don't have it. And they join Lifestyles Unlimited. And we, just like you turn around those stores, we hear story after story of people having their lives turned around by buying back their time and getting financial freedom. Now, you did something that I don't know if it's the, I might say it's the majority of people. A lot of people that come to Lifestyles have no real estate experience at all. They don't know what they're doing. That was me when I joined Lifestyles Unlimited in 2016. But tell us about your experience. You actually started while you were in school as a quasi quote unquote real estate investor by renting a room. Kind of walk us through that process. This is all before Lifestyles Unlimited.
Right. So I was actually managing my first store at the time, and I was working on finishing my degree online at the same time. So I was in the position to buy my first home, and I did that, and I had extra rooms to rent, and I saw that as an opportunity to increase my income. So I, posted on the bulletin board online, at the college that had a room for rent, female roommate wanted, and the rest is pretty much history. So I figured out at that point in time, I got my first taste of passive income and, figured out that there was something to tap into there.
Yeah. I'm curious, did you ever have because the traditional mindset is you're going to go to work, you're going to go to school, study hard, you go to work, you're going to put your money in your 401k, your IRA, wherever, and one day in the future, that money will grow enough through mutual funds that you'll have enough to retire. Did you ever have that mindset, or were you always more of that kind of entrepreneurial, I need to have a passive income if I'm ever going to be financially free?
Well, I absolutely had that worker bee mindset at that point in time. I kind of wrestled with the entrepreneurial tendencies at the same time that, I was way back, I was a Dave Ramsey follower. I was putting money into my 401k. I was debt free. I got a hold of financial, his program when I was 20 years old. I was 25, debt free at that point in time, even though I was in school. I was debt free. I had no student loans or anything. And I was putting money into my 401k from that point. And, it set me up to be in a strong financial position as far as not being, leveraged and having savings and those sorts of things. But, that path to retirement just seemed like a really long road from that vantage point at the time. So.
And so then you actually began thinking more about real estate because of a friend of yours. And that's how you were introduced to real estate. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, it was actually a friend of mine from church. And we go way back to
Hold on right there. I asked too soon. Stay with us through the break. We're on the other side of the break. We're going to continue talking with Nicole, who retired herself at the age of 36 after joining Lifestyles Unlimited, retired in just 2.5 years. Stay with us through the break.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Hey, you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm speaking with Nicole Gillistrand, who started renting properties at age 27, rented a room while she was in school to a college student and realized that passive income was the way to go. And right before the break, I asked the question, Nicole just started to tell us a little bit how she got this inspiration that real estate might be a good path to financial freedom. I got that through a friend. So Nicole, go ahead and pick up on that story and tell us.
Sure. So this friend of mine, he got a little bit of an inheritance when we were young, around the age of 20 or so. And he was a homeowner first. And then he started to get into buying distressed properties and fixing them up. And he did a lot of the work himself. and renting them out. And I knew I didn't want to buy houses that I had to do a lot of work on myself. That was not something I was ever interested in doing. But, you know, so, you know, he was kind of my inspiration. And, you know, over the years, he was acquiring those properties and getting them rented out and building his passive income. Meanwhile, I was working and, you know, working hard. And I did buy houses. My first house was one that had been recently fixed up. My second house was one that had also been recently fixed up. In fact, my first three properties, you know, that was the story. So, but then I watched him, you know, continue to grow his net worth. And then at the age of 32, you know, he was married. He had one child. Second baby was on the way, and he retired at the age of 32. You know, just before his second child was born, you know, a few days before. So, and since then he's never worked for somebody else. You know, he works, you know, he is entirely all in on his real estate portfolio.
Wow. That's amazing. You know, when you hear stories like that at age of 32, it's like when girls see a girl that's pretty, they say, "Oh, she's so pretty. I hate her." I have a little bit of that feeling when 32 years old and retired. I hate him. But no, we celebrate that. That's exciting. So that's wonderful. So you began purchasing houses. Now, you were on your way. And folks, I want you to hear this. Nicole was inexperienced. She didn't have an organization behind her to help her know what the right things to do and the wrong things were to do. And she was already on her way at age 27 and working toward her financial freedom. And the reason I'm telling you that is that's something you can do, but you don't have to do it that way, because after she joined Lifestyles Unlimited, she tripled her net worth. And so I want to encourage you to learn from her and take action. You can do what she did. If you take the map, you can use that map. Now, I'm not going to say you can triple your net worth in 3 years, but you can be on your way to financial freedom. The first step to do that is go to the free workshop, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. I'll actually be doing the one next Tuesday, November 2nd at 8:30 Central Time. And so you can sign up for that. All my teammates do a great job as well. You can hear one of them too. So Nicole, you're buying your houses. Tell me, what were your returns like on those houses? Now, this is pre-Lifestyles, for instance. And so you didn't get equity capture, right? Because you bought houses that were already fixed up.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I paid market price for those houses. So my returns, my cash flow on those houses, because I was using property management at the time, my returns, my monthly cash flow was $100 to $200 per property on those first few properties that I bought before Lifestyles.
So. Okay. And so not great returns, but a return. I mean, you're still getting money. You're still getting money every month, which is great. And then tell us how you discovered Lifestyles Unlimited, why you decided to check Lifestyles Unlimited out.
Well, I guess in the meantime, I did meet the love of my life and get married, and he was a big talk radio listener, is a big talk radio listener. And so he had heard Dell on the radio for several years, and he actually had a friend that I had never met up to that point. But he had a friend that was real estate retired completely and exclusively through passive investing into multifamily. So hadn't met this guy, finally met him at my very first expo last year in February 2020. But, you know, I'd heard about him. And so my husband signed us up for that first free workshop. And then, you know, for me, it was a no-brainer because I'd already had that taste of passive income. And, you know, I was kind of looking at that path to retirement. Seemed like it was way off into the distance at $100 and $200 a month per property. But I knew that there was potential there, and maybe that if I improved my knowledge and, you know, learned a better process, that might be able to grow that more quickly. So that's what happened. We came to our first 2 day in July of 2019. You know, and another thing is, you know, I had driven past old dilapidated and vacant apartment communities and wondered and wished that I knew what to do in order to, how do I buy that? how do I turn that into something that's generating income? And so there was literally one near my condo in Dallas that I drove past all the time. And sometime shortly after I joined Lifestyle, somebody in fact did buy it, completely fixed it up, and now it's this beautiful, vibrant community. It's completely boarded up prior to that. But that multifamily investing seemed like it was way far off in the distance. And, you know, I thought I needed millions and millions of dollars to be able to break into that. I came to my first 2-day and, you know, by the time we got through, you know, halfway through it, you know, realized that we were actually in the position to go ahead and start investing passively in multifamily. And it didn't require anywhere near as much funds to get started as I imagined it would. So
yeah, and folks, as you're listening, when she says invest passively, what she means is there's a lead investor, a member of Lifestyles. Lifestyles doesn't buy or sell property, but a member of Lifestyles who says, I'm going to go buy a property, I'm going to raise money, I'm going to partner with other Lifestyles members. I'll be the active investor. I'm going to find the property, I'm going to run the property, I'm going to force it to appreciate, and I'm going to pay dividends to the cash flow to my passive investors. I'll get an override for doing that. All they have to do is invest. And that's what Nicole talked about. And it is an amazing way for people to invest and experience all those different ways that we make money in real estate. And so you did that. And were there any other big aha moments after that, out of that 2-day financial freedom program?
Big aha moments. Well, I realized also that there was a way to get much better returns from my single family investing. And, you know, after that, I actually took over managing those properties that I already owned. Since then, I mean, I could get in a little bit into some of the houses I've bought since then. But, since joining, the properties that we've purchased by following the roadmap that Dell lines out for us, you know, we're averaging over $500 a month on every single property we've purchased since then by following what Dell teaches us. So
a five-fold increase in your cash flow just because you joined Lifestyles Unlimited.
Yep. Absolutely.
On each of those properties. We're going to hold right there. Hey, stay with us on the other side of the break. We're going to continue to hear from Nicole, who went from having a cash flow max of around $300 a month before Lifestyles on each property too, and that's a max, to $500 to $660 a month after joining Lifestyles Unlimited. Hang with us through the break. We are working on your financial freedom.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Dell Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey, we are talking to you today with Nicole Gillistrand, who went from before Lifestyles having cash flow on her single family properties being like $100 to $200, a very max of $300 a month, to after joining Lifestyles, $500 to $660 a month, retired herself in 2.5 years. My name is David Ruzicka. I'm your host, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. So, Nicole, right before the break, we were kind of talking about your big aha moments from the 2-day financial freedom seminar, and you realized how you really could, there are some things you could do to increase your cash flow. And I know right afterwards you bought one house, and then you bought, I can't remember how many houses you bought within about a 6-week period. How many was it?
4 in 6 weeks.
Four houses in 6 weeks. But I want to focus on that second one. At Lifestyles, you know, landlords have a bad rap of being slumlords because there are a lot of slumlords out there. Some of them are really evil people. Some are just mom and pops that have no idea what they're doing, and so they hide from their tenants and everything falls apart. And so you actually bought a house that was run by a slumlord. And tell us what it looks like before and after you got that house.
Okay. Well, it was actually, we bought two houses that were right next door to each other from the same seller.
Right. I remember you saying that.
And he was, he had inherited the properties from his dad who had passed away several years prior, and he didn't fix anything. So, you know, the foundation had shifted and the kitchen cabinets had separated from the countertops. These houses didn't have HVAC systems at all. There was evidence of water damage all around in the drywall. And that was the only thing that was new, was the roof was like 2 years old when we bought the property, but I think it was because it must have caved in based on the water damage that we saw. So that was the before picture.
So hold on just a second, because most people hear that and say, oh, I want to buy a perfect property. I want to buy a property that's nice. I want to buy one that's all fixed up. That is not what we teach at Lifestyles, because that kind of property that Nicole is talking about is gold. I mean, that is a property that is money, because you can buy it at a great discount. You fix it up and you capture equity at the very beginning. So with that, go ahead. Nicole, tell us what you did to that property. And you had some tenants in there, correct?
Yes. So this was in 2019. One of the guys living in the house had moved in the year 2000. Okay. And he grew up in the area. He didn't want to move. He wanted to stay there, and he wanted to, you know, he knew we were going to fix the property up totally. He wanted to move out and move back in. And so did the other guy. He'd been there about 7 years at the time. And they, you know, they were good friends and everything, because they lived next to each other for several years. So, you know, we went ahead and did a background check on them, because that's what Lifestyles teaches us to do. And they went ahead and, you know, they were like, here, let me put down a deposit. I will sign a lease right now before I even move out and lock this in. And so they did. And so they moved out and stayed with family. And, you know, these are pretty extensive rehabs on these properties. So, you know, they took 3 or 4 months, 3 months or so. And, you know, so I was calling them to update them, let them know what was happening. You know, told them we'd fix the foundation. You know, we had drywall going in and we put in an HVAC system. And just the gratitude that they expressed to me in those conversations, they were just so appreciative of what I was doing to help make sure that they had a nice place to live. So that was really, really kind of an amazing moment to, you know, when you take care of people and you give them that nice place to live, they are grateful. And so that's been a huge takeaway over the past couple of years, that, you know, people really do truly appreciate having a nice place to live.
And that's just one of those intangible benefits from real estate investing that you can't buy. We talk about psychic benefits, not like the psychic network where you call and pay $1.99 for a reading, but where you get those intangible benefits where somebody is, you're improving a community. Every time a Lifestyles member buys an apartment complex or buys a single family home and fixes it up, they're raising the value of the neighborhood. They're raising the value of the community, because they're providing a safe, clean place for people to live. So you did that, you got it all finished up. And how much did you raise the rent for those properties?
Oh, so we more than doubled the rent, and they knew that going in. You know, before they signed the lease, you know, I told them, hey, this is what the market rent is going to be. You know, this is what we're going to do to the property. This is what it's going to look like. You know, vinyl plank flooring, all that good stuff. You know, and they were, without hesitation, you know, they were ready to jump on it.
Yeah, that's the value of the education, because from what you just said about the guy who owned the property before, like I said, he might have been a horrible person, but he inherited the houses from his father, probably just had no idea what to do, didn't know that he had a gold mine there, something he could double the rents on if he could just spend a little money on it, and was able to actually produce something really productive. And so from there, so three houses within how many months? 2 months?
Two were within about 30 days of each other. I think it was exactly 30 days, actually, from closing to closing. I think
now, you know, when people, Yeah. One thing that people say is I just don't have time for real estate. Real estate takes so much time. How did you find the time to manage all those houses in the rehab process and then also?
Well, I mean, it didn't really take much of my time at all. I mean, I made some phone calls, got some contractors out there, but I mean, I'm not lifting a hammer. I'm not, painting. I'm not doing any of the work myself. So pretty much most of the time that I spent on these rehabs was just driving over there to just kind of walk through and take a look at it. And, I wanted to do that because I wanted to see the progress and, lay eyes on it myself. I've had, since then, I've got a good relationship with vendors and, they send me pictures and they send me videos and I don't even have to go to the property if I don't want to. But, I was still really new and I wanted to see it in action. So
sure.
I don't know that maybe a couple hours a week at most that I was spending going out to the properties. And a lot of that was just the drive time.
And with the properties rented, with somebody living in them, how much time do you spend on those a week or a month?
Pretty much zero. I mean, we fixed everything going into it. So it's not like we're getting phone calls about things being broken down or anything. And these guys, I never have to chase them down for rent money. They always pay on time on the first. And, it's really, no hassle whatsoever, no stress, just passive income.
Yeah. And folks, as you're listening, you're saying, oh, she just lucked into having some really good tenants. No. We teach you how to screen your tenants so that you do have the best tenants. You get the best product at the best price, so you're able to get the best residents to live in your property. That's the secret to it. And you screen them properly. Now, twice in your life, I want to go ahead and start this conversation. We're going to continue on the other side of the break. Twice in your life, you have raided your 401k for real estate. That is unheard of. That is obscene. The 401k is sacred. It's like the Holy Grail. Nicole, why would you do something so irresponsible? Go ahead and answer that and go ahead and start to walk us through that first time that you raided your 401k. And I'm saying raided on purpose.
Right. So the realtor that I bought my first two houses from, the one that I lived in and the first one I bought that I never lived in, I had expressed to her that I was interested in getting into some real estate investing. And so she's actually the one that suggested that I look into that and, borrowing from my 401k. And so, she was trying to help me find, an investment property. And I checked with my employer's plan. And sure enough, I could borrow up to 50% of my 401k and then pay myself back with interest. And, I did a little bit of math and figured out that, the rent that I could make on this property would help me pay back the loan to myself.
Pause right there, Nicole. On the other side of the break, we're going to hear how much she made on that money that she borrowed from her 401k. It's going to blow your mind.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, this is David Ruzicka. I am your host on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show with Nicole Liljestrand, who raided her 401k and as a result was able to retire in 2.5 years. So, Nicole, right before the break, we talked about this realtor. You were wanting to do some more investing. She gave you the idea. Maybe you could borrow some money from your 401k. And I want you to repeat, you did the math. And what did the math show you on that?
Well, the math showed me that cash flow that I would make on that property would help me pay back that loan. And, and I was making enough money at the time that I could cover it, even without that. But the cash flow on that property at the time, I think, was covering about 2/3 of that that monthly payback to myself. So,
right.
Yeah.
And then you paid back your 401k, and even though you didn't get equity capture going into the deal, because this was pre-Lifestyles, you bought a property that was ready to go. What about the equity in that house? Was that worth, what was that worth compared to your 401k?
Okay, so like I was saying before the break, I was able to borrow up to 50% of my 401k, and then I paid myself back. Well, fast forward about 5 years, and I went ahead and cashed in my 401k to go ahead and move it all over into real estate. But backing up to that time, I pulled out about 50% of my 401k, paid it back, and the equity in the house that I purchased with that 401k loan was worth more than my entire 401k account 5 years later after I had already paid myself back. So, I mean, that's just mind-blowing.
After 5 years, you took a loan, you went and invested in a house, you did this with no equity capture, just the normal appreciation of the house, your equity was worth more than your entire 401k. Folks, that is why we talk about this. That's why it's so important. You can't get rich slow is what Del Walmsley says. Your 401k, your IRA will never make you rich. It is a slow plodding year by year. Over 40 years, maybe you'll be able to retire unless you hit a stock market crash right before retirement, and then you can tack on another 10 to 15 years of work. And it's really interesting too, Nicole, because you think about it. People say, "Oh, the real estate is so risky." I hear that all the time. I know you do too. But the stock market—you put your money in your mutual fund and your 401k—that's sacred. It's nice and safe. But it's interesting. Go to the bank. They say, "Hey, Mr. Thudpucker, Mrs. Thudpucker, speak to our wealth manager, Bob. Bob says we're going to put your money in a safe investment, like a 401k company, 401k in the stock market, in a mutual fund." So you do it. Then you go over to the lending department of the same bank. You say, "Hey, I'd like to get a mortgage on my stock holdings." They're like, "What are you, crazy? We wouldn't do that. That's insane. Nobody does that. No bank does that. We're not stupid. But if you'd like a loan on your investment property, single family or multifamily, we'll be happy to lend you. We'll give you a 30 rate amortization. Almost a 3% interest rate. Why? Why do they tell you that the mutual fund is safe and they tell you real estate, and people say real estate investing is not safe? Because I don't know why they do it. I know why they do it, because they want to make money. But the opposite is true. It is safe. And yet people never consider that when they are saying that real estate is risky and your mutual fund is safe. The difference is you make money in five different ways with real estate. You will never get rich through your 401k or IRA. And you increase your net worth how many times, Nicole, since 2019?
We've almost tripled it since that summer of 2019.
You've almost tripled your net worth since 2019. One single family outpaced your 401k. One single family alone did that. That is incredible, and that's why we do the real estate investing. How has that changed your life? Again, we began this show talking about the fact that you are in retail, management retail, but still retail. And you're working weekends, you're working holidays, or the days all around the holidays. Tell us about how Lifestyles Unlimited changed your life in terms of that particular part of the equation.
Well, I've been able to walk away from that career in retail management. And, frankly, it was time to do that. I was definitely experiencing burnout, which, if you can imagine the type of hours and schedule that we kept, it's kind of amazing that I hung in as long as I did. But, so I've been able to free up a lot of my time and have a lot more flexibility to travel. And, you know, it had been about 20 years since I had spent a Thanksgiving with my grandmother. You know, I worked at Walmart. I worked at a couple other retailers since then. And, you know, that was always like, you know, blackout, you know, all hands on deck time of year. And I've been able to do that twice now. Since I walked away from that career. And so, you know, those are experiences that you'll never get back if you don't take the time to do them. And so, you know, as much as I hate that I missed out on it, on that for such a long period of time, I'm just so grateful that I've been able to go back and spend time with family and be with them through the holidays and not be completely exhausted by the time Christmas Day comes around and I'm with my family and it's like, okay, back to work tomorrow, 6 a.m., you know, for the returns. You know, that was the life I lived during that time of my, you know, during more than a decade of my life. So
that is huge. That is huge because you are completely replaceable in that job, that job. You're replaceable there, but with your family, with your grandmother, there's no replacing you. What a huge blessing to be able to buy back all that time and have that time. I mean, that's just remarkable. That's exciting and amazing. And so you did that. Now you have time with your family. You're able to take trips. I think you said you were on 4 trips this last year.
That was 1 month. That was 1 month last year.
1 month last year. Oh my goodness. And so now you decided to be a mentor for Lifestyles Unlimited, which folks, as you're listening, Nicole, if you're investing in single family and you're in the North Texas area, she would be the person that you call. You say, oh my goodness, I don't know what to do with this contractor. I don't know. Should I take this bid? Should I buy this property? What do you think about this single family house? All those kind of questions that you have. How do I rent my property? We teach you how to do all those things. But then as you have questions, you're going through the deal. She actually will be helping you with that. Why did you decide you wanted to be a mentor?
Well, you know, after being able to shape the way my life looks and, you know, create that lifestyle that I wanted, you know, I want to be able to give back to other members that are coming up the way behind me. You know, this abundance mentality is one of the beautiful things about Lifestyles Unlimited, is that this community of people really is interested in helping that next person find that path to financial freedom, take over control of their own life and their own time. And I'm just, you know, grateful to be a part of it. So I'm happy to be able to give back and share my experience with those people that are coming up in the ranks behind me. So
that's great. I said you're an expert. So remind us, how many single family houses have you owned and how many passive deals have you been in, and what is your next step?
So we currently own 9 single family. We've had sold 3 of them in the last couple of years now. But and then we're in 2 passive deals. And our next goal is to purchase an IRO in 2022.
So define IRO.
Purchase that individual rental owner, our own multifamily property. So probably looking at something, you know, maybe 10, 12, possibly up to 20 units, mm-hmm. depending on where it is. But, you know, looking to purchase that, just my husband and I, or possibly partnering with a family member in order to take down that property and operate it ourselves. And then I think we're on track to be able to continue to do 2 passive deals per year going forward from this point. And then, you know, eventually, who knows, I might, you know, explore the possibility of becoming a lead investor at some point. You know, once I have that IRO under my belt and operating smoothly, I'll take a look at that and, you know, see what other education I need to get a hold of and before going down that path. That's what
awesome.
The next year or so looks like, though. So.
Good deal. Last question, because I know people are still listening and thinking, yeah, that just really worked out for her, but she never made any mistakes. Tell me, did you ever make any mistakes? And the mistakes that you made, why did you make them? I mean, give us just a quick couple of examples of mistakes that you made and why did you make them?
Okay. Well, yeah, we did. We were actually under contract to purchase a single family house. And we attended that first 2-day seminar. We closed on it Friday after that weekend. And we bought that house with the intention of renting it out to a family member. which is something that Dell specifically says not to do.
Right.
And, you know, we were already in the process of doing that. And, you know, unfortunately, we had to find out the hard way, you know, why that isn't advised. And all things worked out in the end. Definitely created a little bit of stress for us in the short term. The family members were, you know, we're all good. Everything's fine. But, you know, it put us in the position where we actually had to, we had them move out, and we had to find another renter to put into that house. And, you know, it all worked out in the end. We ended up getting a higher rent and a little bit more cash flow with the second renter. And then later we sold that house and bought another one that we closed on in January of this year.
I'm going to stop you right there, Nicole. The point of this whole deal is Nicole had tremendous success because she followed the map. And the only time she made a mistake, she just admitted, is when she didn't follow the map. She didn't do what Dell told her to do. I want to encourage you, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, get signed up for the free workshop. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.